Storms will be in slightly better supply with a high around 95, and the rain chances really start to pick up, I think, on Friday and Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Pike County authorities have made an arrest in connection to last week's deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Leon Flowers is charged with murder in the death of Neil Kumar. Flowers is in the Pike County Jail without bond. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say 55-year-old Kenneth Sanders was shot and killed in the 200 block of Conley Circle Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Aaliyah Marine Patrol makes an arrest in the deadly boat accident on Lake Jordan on the 4th of July. 41-year-old Damian Bruno is charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault, and boating under the influence. 2 people died in this crash, 5 others were injured. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard and the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
I have to ask, Mr. Christian, what is going on at Brubaker Motors? I've noticed Brubaker stickers on vehicles everywhere. I've been to Troy, Clinton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa. It seems you're selling cars everywhere in Alabama.
Well, it's a couple things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather make $100 per vehicle and sell 1,000 than make $1,000 and only sell 100. We price our vehicles to sell quickly, and we stock vehicles to fit any budget. This allows our customers to drive away in the car, truck, or SUV they've always wanted. The other is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks, no fancy fine print. I guess you could say our success is a southern secret.
What do you mean?
Well, we respect our customers and treat them like family, from sales all the way to service. In layman's terms, we just do what's right. Every day, every time.
So that's it? Just good old southern hospitality?
You got it. We've been in the car business a long time. It's the way of doing business at Brubaker, and our customers love that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Kia and Infiniti in Montgomery and Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For Capital One credit card customers, the company says a hacker gained access to more than 100 million accounts and applications.
New reporting after that deadly shooting rampage. The 19-year-old gunman was armed with an assault-style rifle. Police are now looking at his social media posts, some of them including what authorities describe as white supremacist messaging.
For the second time in as many days, a shark attack in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
A new congressional report is raising serious questions about whether the White House is willing to place the potential profits of the president's friends above the national security of the American people.
2 U.S. service members were killed in an apparent insider attack in Kandahar.
A tourist snapping shots of 2 bull bison fighting in North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park. A 17-year-old visitor was gored and tossed in the air.
The discovery at BWI Airport in Baltimore. TSA officers finding a missile launcher in a checked bag.
An individual, a committee of one, pledge dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on A2C. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Stock market is off 64 points. Temperature outside is 92 degrees. I don't think it got down. I think it got down below 80 for like an hour and a half last night.
Was it? I thought it was just half an hour.
Yeah,
it was. It did. We're back into the dog days of summer.
Well, and it, my pool guy from Faking Pool came over and got my pool all ready to go because these little breezes that come in, it blows everything into my pool.
Well, and I don't want to give this tip away, and I know you already do this, Dan, but let's not tell too many people, but if you get up early, like 5:30, 6, and you get things done early in the summer here in Alabama, it's not only cooler, but there's also less people on the roads if you have to be places.
You can get places, exactly.
I mean, only downside is some places aren't open yet, but if you already got your stuff and need to get things done, it's that's the time to do it.
Most places open at 7 o'clock, though. My grocery store's open at 7. Went to Best Buy today. I thought they had fixed my problem, but obviously they did not. So I got to go take that part back to them, get redone on that. I thought I was going to be rocking and rolling today, but I guess not.
Oh, wow.
272-9228, first time caller since you let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the First Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from First Market, then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm market. Okay. Joe Scarborough was absent today.
What, do you have an aneurysm or something?
Mika had not taken her meds, and she just kind of went off the rails today. Now, we had Joe Scarborough calling Donald Trump every name under the book, anything that started with an R.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit, racist, things like that. But Mika went a little overboard today. So I got a lot of stuff. I got Nunes. I got Papadopoulos. I've got Ratliff. But we got to get this one out of the way first. It's a stop and go, Joey Sign.
It's hard to believe her father was, even though you disagree with him at times, a brilliant geopolitical theorist. Hard to believe when I, well, the evidence is here.
Okay, how are you taking your blood pressure medicine?
Am I taking my blood pressure medicine? No, I'm just working out. I'm all right now. I am trying to lower my salt intake.
Okay, so. Boys and girls, if you're taking blood pressure medicine, back away from the radio just a little bit. This kind of ramps up here.
The president continued his smear campaign against Congressman Elijah Cummings yesterday, mm-hmm. ramping up his assault with unsubstantiated allegations of corruption. Trump tweeted last night, Baltimore's numbers the worst in the United States on crime and the economy. Billions of dollars have been pumped in over the years, but to no avail. The money was stolen or wasted. Ask Elijah Cummings where it went. He should investigate himself with his oversight committee. So the president going after him as head of oversight, that is an interesting parallel. That is an interesting enemy that the president is taking on. We are also hearing from Republican Congressman Mark Meadows, whose friendship with Cummings was on display when the House Oversight Chairman defended Mark Meadows against allegations of racism earlier this year. His response came as the president attacked his friend for a third straight day on Twitter, accusing him of being racist. Meadows writes this. I'm friends with both men, and President Trump and Chairman Cummings. I know both men well. Neither man is a racist, period. Both love America. I think if we put aside partisanship with investigations, we can find bipartisan solutions that will benefit not only Chairman Cummings' district, but the country as a whole. I am committed to working to that end with both of them. Meadows did not mention Trump's claim that Cummings engages in, quote, radical oversight and is a, quote, incompetent leader. The statement also ignored Trump's claim that Cummings' district is a filthy, disgusting, rat and rodent infested mess where no human being would want to live.
Okay. Notice how she said unsubstantiated claims. How many times has Mika or Joe said something about Donald Trump that's totally unsubstantiated? Or, for that matter, anybody on Morning Joe. So
I mean, that's kind of the format of
Trump,
the show.
If Trump says it and he can't prove it, it's unsubstantiated. If they say it and they can't prove it, it's a fact. Also, did you notice in what Meadows said is that if Elijah Cummings would put down his oversight thing, stop that. And he said, she's going like, you know, well, he didn't say anything about what Trump said. Well, Trump said that overbearing oversight, you know, that's what he's doing. And Meadows, in a way, agreed with her and agreed with him in a light way.
Well, actually, of all the Democrats who have responded to this, including people like Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, is Joe a true Democrat now, or is he still claiming to be a Republican?
He's giving up his Republicanship. He's claiming to be an independent.
Oh, okay.
A Nazi sympathizer independent.
Right, right. But the one Democrat, I think, had the best response to Donald Trump was actually, reviewing this last night, was Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings didn't say anything like, Mr. Trump, you're racist, how dare you. He was pretty measured. He was like, oversight's part of my constitutional duty, defending my district's moral duty, and I hope we can work on prescription drug prices together. That's a fairly reasonable thing for Cummings to say.
Yeah.
So, and Mark Meadows sounded diplomatic, so it's almost like especially the left in the press.
Wait till you hear Mika get her panties in the big old wide.
No, so she's not going to be all diplomatic.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Let's continue on, my friend.
But earlier this year, Meadows cried.
Cried.
He cried. Cried. when he himself was accused of being on the wrong side of an issue involving race.
Okay, so I'll pause it real quick. So when he was crying because he was accused of being on the wrong side of an issue of race. Now, you're going to find out a little tidbit in here of why he was emotional. Mm-hmm. It's because he has a biracial family member. Mm. And basically what he's saying is that somebody's accusing me of being racist and I have a biracial family member that I love. And he was hurt by that.
Yeah.
Now, that totally goes over Mika's pretty little head. But listen to this.
But earlier this year, Meadows cried.
Cried?
He cried really hard when he himself was accused of being on the wrong side of an issue involving race. Take a look.
My nieces and nephews are people of color. Not many people know that. You know that, Mr. Chairman. You and I have a personal relationship that's not based on color.
Mr. Meadows, you know, and of all the people on this committee, I've said it and got in trouble for it.
Got in trouble for it.
That you're one of my best friends. I know that shocks a lot of people.
And likewise, Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman.
But you are. And I would do, and I could see and feel your pain. I feel it.
So she used that as an example of, that seems like a good moment. Right,
well,
there.
Remember what Meadows said is that I know both men,
yeah,
and neither of them are racist. That's what he said.
Right.
But that's not good enough for Mika. Mika wanted to really hit the crying part. She does that several more times, by the way. This lady's, let's do this. We need to take a break.
Yeah.
Let me take my blood pressure medicine, maybe a couple of push-ups, and get back to the action here. Dan Mora Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Mora Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But earlier this year, Meadows cried. He cried really hard when he himself was accused of being on the wrong side of an issue involving race. Take a look.
My nieces and nephews are people of color. Not many people know that. You know that, Mr. Chairman. You and I have a personal relationship that's not based on color.
Mr. Meadows, you know, and of all the people on this committee, I've said it and got in trouble for it, that you're one of my best friends. I know that shocks a lot of people.
And likewise, Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman.
But you are. And I would do, and I could see and feel your pain. I feel it.
The Dan Morris Show.
Crying, it's hard to understand. But the touch.
Yeah, Mika was off her meds this morning.
Can start me crying. I thought that I.
Shall we continue on, my friend?
I think we should.
You think so? You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's going to ramp up pretty hard here. Okay, this is Mika. More Mika.
Really? Mark Meadows, just a couple of questions. Can you feel Elijah Cummings' pain when he's called a racist? Because you were crying there. You were truly upset. You were deeply shocked and appalled that you were called a racist. And Elijah stood up for you. Right there in front of the cameras, come what may, no matter what happened to him, he stood with his friend, and you couldn't even do it. But you were so upset, you were crying like a baby. You were crying so hard at the thought of being called a racist. So you know how much that hurts, especially if it's not true, and you did not stand up for your friend. So you have just shown America that you cannot be counted on. You have just showed your voters you cannot be counted on, that you will take the weak way out. That was pathetic. You had a moment yesterday where you could step up and return the favor because it was the right thing to do, and you took a pass because you are weak and spineless, and you think that some sort of relationship with this president is going to bring you somewhere good. If he leaves office after 4 years, there's a chance he won't even go back to Mar-a-Lago. This doesn't end well, Mark Meadows.
Whoa there, Mika.
Mark Meadows. Baby crying. And that's what she does. This is the equivalent of, I mean, you know, calling a guy saying you're a crybaby.
Wait. Both friends in this situation have been called racist. Trump, that tweet by Trump, and reading it in his voice, racist Elijah Cummings. It's like, okay, whatever. But, okay, Trump calls Cummings racist. Everybody,
Meadows says he knows both of them and they're not racist.
Yeah. So I think Meadows was trying to, like, square this, saying, hey, calm down, put aside the partisanship. Y'all have things you could work on together.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he's saying.
And Mika is upset because
he didn't do enough.
He didn't stick it to the orange man. He bought him a bag of Cheetos, and they made nice.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You were to joke his back.
I, you know, when you said this was off the rails, I didn't expect Mark Meadows.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to continue on.
And also, it's a matter of right and wrong. It's a matter of right and wrong. You know what it feels like to be called a racist when you believe you're not, which many would question about you, but he...
Oh!
He took a stand in
real time. Some of your biracial kids.
Pathetic. Many, many moments to figure out pathetic statement that said nothing. You did nothing. Gene Robinson, any problem with anything I'm saying?
And the answer is no, because I don't want to lose my manhood with you with that sharp knife. Any comment, anything, any place I'm going wrong? Hell no! You're perfect. You're spot on. I like my job. I want to keep my manhood. I mean, did you hear the way she said that?
Yeah.
No, just back it up just a little bit and do that again.
Right.
Many moments to figure out some sort of pathetic statement.
Put the knife down, Mika.
Nothing.
Put it down.
You did nothing. Gene Robinson, any problem with anything I'm saying?
Hell no. Hell no. No, you're perfectly right. You're absolutely right. Oh, my God. I want to keep my job here. Oh, is there anything I'm doing wrong here?
The GIF, the classic just meme GIF out there where it's like Homer Simpson backing up into the bushes? Is that Gene Robinson here? It's like, all right.
I mean, you should have seen all the men that were on the panel. They're kind of going like, damn, Mika, Joe's not here. Calm down. Take your meds. This is unbelievable.
Somebody get the sedative. Sedative.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Sparky Jr. before we get to this last segment here. Is there anything I've said that's wrong? No.
You know, the outrage doesn't match what she's talking about. And I've noticed, I've been watching this madness for a year, and I've been watching it throttle up, especially of late. And the thing that I tie together is that Joe Scarborough's name is on the flight log to Epstein Island.
No.
And as these things are kind of getting closer and closer, their crazy is getting throttled up and throttled up because it doesn't match this. Her reactions here don't match what she's talking about.
Oh, no.
This is rage about something else.
Bingo, baby. Bingo.
Yep.
And every man had both hands over their private parts while she was doing it. You should have seen them looking at each other. They're kind of like going, you tell her that she's wrong.
Wait, Gene, did you wear a cup today?
Wait till you get to this last part.
Oh, God. Projectile vomiting?
Oh, man. I mean, it's kind of, you remember in The Exorcist where her head was spinning around?
I'm waiting for her to hover on screen.
I mean, I wonder if Joe is watching this at home going, Mika, calm down. Mika, did you not take your meds?
He's talking to his lawyer. Yeah. How do I get my name off that flight log?
Yeah.
She got rid of 30,000 emails, but she couldn't scrub a couple flight logs. It's going to get us all in trouble.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. Well, God bless, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Let's go to, do I have time?
Yeah.
Eric, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, Eric.
Hey, bud, I have to wear a cup at work. I work for a female. She's the owner of the company, and if I don't wear it, there's a good chance I'm going to be in trouble because she's vicious. But aside from that, I was asking Baron, is the Waters, do they still have a restaurant out there?
I believe so, yeah.
It's on the other side of the pond, right?
I don't know. I've never been. I didn't know there was a restaurant that was out there.
But I haven't been out there for like 4 years. But
I want to make it quick. I went to the for the first time at Hampstead at City Grill.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a great place.
Excellent. But I damn had to just about file bankrupt when I got the bill. I was like, are you serious? I started to look around. Is there any attorneys in here for 11 or 13? Because man, I'm telling you the truth. But it's a service that's second to none by far. The people are amazing, and I saw Joe in there without Catherine Hagler, and I don't know him that well, and I was just mentioning to him, I said, I used to listen to Ben on the radio on 96.1 or something?
Yep,
and 93.
And he don't like, for some reason, Dan, I think he still misses him, and he, you know, I mean, some things, just let it go, you know, don't bring it up, don't talk about it anymore. Some people, it takes longer to get over certain things than it does others, you know.
Yep.
Because I mean, I just didn't push it. I just said he was a real good DJ, I may call you the next hour. I just got a couple. Do I have time to ask you two quick questions?
Sure.
I know your friend Jenny Johnston was on there. Is she okay?
She's fine. She's a cancer survivor, but she's doing
okay.
Well.
Okay. And then one more quick one.
Sure.
I don't know what come of Mark Montiel.
I can't answer that. I have no clue.
Okay, I'm not, you're not at liberty. That's fine. I mean,
no, I just don't know. I mean, Mark heard about something that happened to me, and he texted me and told me he was praying for me. I told him how much I appreciated that, but that was the last time I talked to him.
Okay, well, that's all right, but we appreciate your service for the best president there was at Reagan. I got to run. Thank you, Dan, and I appreciate you.
Thanks, Eric. News on 93.1, coming back to Red Top right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
But earlier this year, Meadows cried. He cried really hard. If you ever want me, come on.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Happy Tuesday to you. We are in day two of our second week. Cram the Van, our school supply donation drive to help out kids and teachers of the River Region. Today, we are at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road. Come out and see us. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. Our Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van is very hard to miss. We are going to be right in front of the Mr. Electric building. Now, here's the thing, a little tricky. Mr. Electric does not yet have a sign on their building, but they are right across the street from Gulf Ice on Oliver Road. And like I said, you'll see our Sprinter van from the road. We have a sign hanging in the doorway telling you exactly what we're here for. So we'll be here until 1 o'clock. Mr. Electric, Oliver Road. We'll see you soon. Christy here, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump in Jamestown, Virginia, celebrating 400 years of democracy, missing from the welcome committee some key black leaders.
The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus boycotted that Jamestown appearance, one lawmaker saying in a statement, quote, "The commemoration of the birth of this nation and its democracy will be tarnished unduly with the participation of this president who continues to make degrading comments toward minority leaders."
Fox's Blake Berman. 10 Democratic candidates battling out tonight in night one of this week's debate.
The first time that the two leading progressives in this race will be side by side on the same debate stage. Right now, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are really competing for that same far left lane. For the more moderate candidates, like Senator Amy Klobuchar, tonight's a chance to contrast her more down-the-middle agenda.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Detroit. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. As July ends and August begins, it's going to continue to be very hot, and the rain chances are sparse for a little while. For today, hot and humid again. Same thing tomorrow. High temperatures in the middle 90s both days, with the heat index getting close to 100. Low tonight, 72. Only widely scattered afternoon storms at best. Most towns stay dry. On Thursday, the storms will be in slightly better supply with a high around 95, and the rain chances really start to pick up, I think, on Friday and Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So broken-hearted, love wasn't much of a friend of mine.
The tables have turned. You guys are taking advantage of the Dan Black 40% off special here. I knew you would like that a lot. There are 2 more listeners calling in today.
Fantastic.
We'll give you that telephone number in a little bit. 40% off, folks. That is a bargain. Only for Dan Morris Show listeners. So we'll go to Rare Time before we do this final piece. Now, this isn't Mika. This is kind of a cadre of other folks here. Rare Time, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm working in the air conditioner today, and that's good because it's pretty swelled right now.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
You know, Democrats are no longer in office, and we're back to business as normal in this country, so I don't give a damn about any congressman crying. In fact, it disgusts me when I see men cry. So men crying is no longer fashionable. They might as well get over that. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't want Elijah and Mark Meadows to get along. I think that's a real bad thing, because tells me why our country's in the shape it is, because these guys get along and they cry together. So, time for them to get show some cojones and get together and get in there and fight.
It's like time to act like men, suppress your feelings, and act like you know what you're doing.
That's right. Because, yeah, you know, I don't care what anybody says. That's what makes the world go around, and that's what's going to make us successful, and it is working. So, get over it. And, you know, Mika and them are, these people are also sick. It really doesn't matter. Do you think that many people watch Morning Joe?
No. They have one of the lowest rated shows around. I believe because of what they say, that's why they're still on.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, really, I've never seen it, and nor would I ever watch it, as bad as it sounds. So, your clips are enough to scare me away, brother.
I know. That's what, see, I knew very few people in the audience would watch that show, but I want you guys to hear so you can hear what some people are talking about out there, and it's outrageous.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
it really does seem like they're playing Morning Joe, playing to an audience of one. I don't know the name of the news director or the head of Comcast, but it kind of seems that way, like appeasing them.
Let's just remind ourselves, we're no longer talking about where people go to the bathroom and their damn feelings. Thank goodness. May I say one thing about a caller of yours that I really have a lot of respect and admiration for is Rodney.
Yeah.
This gentleman is truly a unique individual. You know what I'm saying. I've been listening to him for a few years now. This man is deep thought and has got an amazing perspective on life. I wish he would run for office. He would be very good as a representative of our district. I hope he's listening. I also felt Joey would be an extremely good representative, but I don't want him to leave the radio station. Isn't that selfish?
You're going to make me cry.
But, no, I mean, crying, no crying. In,
you know, you and I got a lot in common, musicians, artists, libertarian, and damn, do we need something like that. God. So, but I don't want you to see. Let's send Rodney. You stay here. Roll Tide. Go Trump. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, Rich. I don't think I would represent the people of Alabama very well. I know them, and I know me. I don't think it would work out. Rodney would be good. Rodney would be good. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Let's play this cut here.
Okay.
Final cut. Kevin, coming back to you.
No problem. I think you used the word pathetic three times. I think that's the right word. Unconscionable, disgraceful. Those are another couple of words that you could use for Meadows' performance. Cummings didn't have to go out on that limb for him. Cummings didn't have to, point when Meadows was under attack, Cummings didn't have to come to his defense so forcefully.
Do you remember mm-hmm. what happened leading up to that moment where Meadows was crying crocodile mm-hmm. tears?
Do you remember that woman
they brought out? It was a pathetic display. And mm-hmm. Elijah Cummings put his hand up and said, no, we're not using the word racist. Right. We're not. I know this man. I've worked with him. He stood up for him in real time.
Mm-hmm. And that really ridiculous and again disgraceful sort of I know both men response is not the same thing as coming to the defense of someone who you claim is a friend who showed he was a friend to you, a real friend to you. It's just awful. It's amazing the whole Michael Steele was talking earlier about the what he's seeing among Republicans about Trump, and it is simply true that there is no Republican Party anymore. It is the Trump Party. I have serious questions about whether Donald Trump can expand his base to the point where he could actually get reelected, but I have no doubt about his control of the vast majority of self-identified Republicans right now. He is the Republican Party. It is not the party of Lincoln, it's the party of Trump, and Republicans and Republican office holders and the Republican base are following him, I believe off a cliff, but following him like some sort of demented Pied Piper. It is just, it's appalling, but this is the world we live in.
Okay, let me remind the audience of the woman that he was talking about. The woman that he referred to was a black member of Congress. And she accused Meadows of being a racist because of Meadows' stand and position on a piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically called him a racist there in the hearing room.
Right. So Cummings, Meadows got emotional. Cummings stood up for him. It was everybody there in person. And they want to equate it. It's just such a dumb attack.
It's incredible.
Well, and also, what if Mark Meadows genuinely believes neither Elijah Cummings or Donald Trump is a racist and both should put down the partisanship and, you know, get along
and work together?
I mean, that. And this is the thing. That is not rewarded. It's not rewarded in today's politics.
Because Mika will go beat you up.
And we just heard from Red Top. Like, people on the right don't like it either. They want the fight. Give it to the other side.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I called you just to tell you that woman that come on that you were playing first.
Yeah.
Kind of sounded like she was part of that wrestling group, the WWE.
Oh, really?
The way she was going after him. And then she's about to start crying, one of them ladies.
Yeah, make her thyroid's off balance or something. I mean, she's a little moody there.
Well, and without going into it too much, Kevin, the parallels between promos, like, you know, big promo segments in wrestling and what the news media does in politics
are very similar.
Yes. It is amazing how similar they can be at times.
Yeah, Yeah, she was giving it to whoever she was talking to. I hadn't really gotten to follow the whole thing. I just caught part of it. But, she just sounded like she's beating a break down and start crying.
She sounded like she was going to cry herself, didn't she?
Yes, yeah, she did. Well, all right, that's all I had to say.
Appreciate you calling, Kevin.
Before you show.
Thank you.
Yes.
You have a wonderful day. Okay. So let's get back up to the clips. We did not get to this yesterday, but Devin Nunes was on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday, and this was really good. Maria's going to ask Devin Nunes what his reaction was to the Mueller testimony.
Your reaction from the Mueller testimony.
Well, first of all, it's clear that Mueller didn't write the report.
Uh-huh.
And so who wrote the report? We think there were five or six lawyers involved. We're still trying to get to the bottom of that. I would say, you know, one of the main takeaways is that we still don't have any Russians, right? We don't know who the Russians were that supposedly, you know, colluded with the Trump campaign. Why? Because there were none. And that's what we said 2.5 years ago. There is evidence that the Democrats colluded with the Russians. We tried to get to the bottom of that, but clearly Mueller and his team of lawyers and 40 investigators and $40 million didn't bother to look for those Russians. They were only looking for the Russians that that were mysterious because they don't exist and they never found them.
News Channel 93.1, we have more Devin Nunes. He's going to come up with some interesting things that we did not know. Going to be back. Dan Morris Show. Right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yeah, we got a lot more here, boys and girls. Okay, so we're Devin Nunes is the minority leader within the Intel Committee. has been a real stalwart here, carrying the water, trying to figure this whole intelligence stuff out. And he's been dogged on this whole thing. So now he's going to be talking about who were not interviewed by Mueller.
You focused on Joseph Mifsud in some of your questions. Now, we had George Papadopoulos on this program earlier in the year, and he basically broke the news on this show about Mifsud and about the fact that he was the first person to tell him that Russia had Hillary Clinton's emails. Also, he broke the news on this program earlier this year that another individual dropped $10,000 on his lap, another situation that you mentioned in your questioning. Why was it so important for you to mention people like Mifsud and Schrage and others?
Well, remember, Mifsud is at the heart of this investigation. Mifsud is the one who supposedly knows about Clinton's emails, that the Russians have Clinton emails. He supposedly said this to Papadopoulos, something about emails. This is the excuse, and the, well, actually, it's not the excuse. It is the reason why they, the documented reason why they opened the investigation on July 31st, 2016. Now, what I mentioned in my testimony and in my questioning, it's clear that the FBI did not open the investigation on July 31st. That's the paperwork. What we're trying to figure out is, when did the FBI really start to run the investigation? What types of processes did they use? What was the predicate? Because look, it really appears like they were spying on the Trump campaign. So let me, if I may, start with, there was an event at Cambridge University where Carter Page was invited to it. In addition, Stephen Miller and other Trump campaign people were invited. In June, in late May, early June, they get an invitation to a symposium that was held in Cambridge in early July. Now, at this symposium, you have characters like the British historian Christopher Andrew. You have people like the former head of MI6, Richard Dearlove. This is some type of contract for hire spying outfit. What you have there is you have an American citizen, somebody who's long been involved in politics, and the guy's name is Stephen Schrage. Now, he knows that the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, the FBI, we want to talk to anyone and everyone who was dealing with Carter Page and other Trump associates, especially in early 2016. Schrage is the one who invited Carter Page to this event. Schrage is the one who organized this event. So, but instead of coming forward, a guy who's been involved in politics for this long doesn't come forward. You know, I want to know, did he know about the Steele dossier at that time? When did he find out about the Steele dossier? Did he have control of the Steele dossier at any time? Did he give it to anyone? Those are the types of things that Stephen Schrage needs to come clean on. Because, you know, look, maybe he was just a guy working for minimum wage sweeping the floors around Cambridge. I highly doubt it.
Okay. So this guy is kind of is this omnibus person that's out there that's involved in a lot of things, and he's there he is in London, or outside London, Oxford, but nobody talked to him. They didn't talk to Mifsud. They talked to Mifsud, but he lied, but nobody did anything about it. They didn't do Donner, and all this is excluded out of the report. But wait till you find out the involvement that this guy had,
Schrage,
with some campaigns. So let me do this. Let me read Dan Black.
Yeah.
Because you get 40% off. And then we'll get back to this succulent information here. Dan Black, 40% off, only for Dan Morris Show listeners. Today and tomorrow, the last time you can do this. Are you ready to copy? You're going to need his telephone number so you'll know how to reach him. 334-676-1734. 676-1734. Somebody just broke their pencil when I did that fast. You know, goddamn, maybe break my pencil. 40% off transfers on VHS, Betamax, 8mm. If you tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, today and tomorrow only. Okay, let's try to fit this in here. You're going to hear what involvement this guy had in politics in the United States.
You said this individual, Stephen Schrage, has been in politics for a long time. What was he in politics for?
Well, the best I can see, he's worked at think tanks. He has a law degree. He was supposedly studying at Cambridge. I'm not sure what he was studying. He's worked on numerous presidential campaigns. That's about all
did,
I know.
Did he
I know
work
people
for national security
who
for Mitt
him.
Romney? Was he working with Mitt Romney in national security?
Yeah, I think he worked on the Romney campaign, and I'm not sure. He may have worked on the McCain campaign also. But look, this is why somebody like this who clearly knows Republicans, he ought to come forward and tell us what he knows. I mean, maybe, like I said, maybe he's completely innocent of this, but he could shed a lot of light on what the FBI or the Brits or private contractors or Fusion GPS or, you know, whoever was doing the investigating before July 31st, we've been looking for that for a really long time, as you know.
Couple of interesting factors. Notice how she said he was a national security advisor to Romney, right? He had that kind of role. So that would have been in 2012. Comey comes in 2013. Mueller is the FBI director in 2012 and in 2008 when McCain ran. Here's the question for you. Was this guy who was a plant, who arranged all these other meetings, and all of a sudden, Papadopoulos, you heard Stephen Miller, all these kind of big, you know, off-field players within intelligence, espionage, are inviting all these folks there in 2016, in 2015 actually, was this guy actually an FBI person? Was he an asset? And then was he doing something within the McCain campaign? Because isn't it kind of interesting how Barack Obama seemed to have known different things that were going on within the McCain campaign concerning, wait a minute, foreign affairs. Mitt, the 1980s want their policy back when he talked about Russia. The guy who would have been the lead note on that would have been this guy. Something to think about. News 93.1, there's more. There's a lot more. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.